So this is another spectacular for you, Mr.
Yeah, well, hell, we don't know whether it's that.
Terrific courage to do
yeah.
it.
Well, at least it pricked the boil, didn't it?
Mr. President, anything else would have been worse in the long run. And all the guys who are now saying, well, why do we do it with B-52s? All the people who are
protesting,
if you did it with DC-3s, they'd be objecting.
The point is that, as we know, we couldn't do it with anything for B-52s because, goddammit, there's nothing else that can fly at this time of year.
Mr. President, within 10 days, you got these guys to the table, which no other method could have done.
Let's just keep right on and...
And I think it, this way it makes the weekend papers, and the excitement is going to die.
Well, it'll make the news magazines, too.
Yeah.
We'll open up for this, don't worry.
Max Bundy called me last night. He said he's going to write a letter, sign a public letter to you.
Protesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course.
I said, why? He said, because what am I going to tell my son? I said, I'll tell you what you can tell your son. Tell them I got us into this war and now I'm preventing us from getting out, and hung up on it. But that New York establishment hasn't...
They're done.
Hasn't ever come...
Well, the main thing now, Henry, is that we have to pull this off. It's going to be tough titty.
I think now we're going to turn... We've already got a list of economic pressures.
Right.
And we're going to start implementing those next week. Saigon.
Hell yes, right. On Saigon, though, as I see, and I'm talking to Kennedy a little, which you'll fill you in this morning about, you know, some of the concerns as to the options that we had to be considering here. Assuming we go forward with our plan, just talking to the North, my view is we talk and we settle, right, with them.
Exactly.
Now then... Do we, at what point do we inform Saigon that we are going to proceed in that way or that we have proceeded in that way?
Well, I think this thing is going to happen just before your inauguration. I would still send Agnew and Hagar there to give him a face-saving way off.
Yeah, but suppose he doesn't. That's, I suppose, our
problem. Then we just proceed and sign the document.
And sign the documents, but they won't sign if Hanoi doesn't, if Saigon doesn't sign. I'm just trying to raise the question, you understand?
Well, I think it will wind up with Saigon at least implementing it, whether they sign it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to have that understood with Hanoi, then, that they aren't going to say, well, you wouldn't want to have that happening just before the inauguration.